We were asked to speak about Siyumin. The Daf Yomi Bez Hashem is going to be finishing Seder Nezikin this Friday, or this Thursday maybe. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about the concept of Siyum, where it comes from, for the 10-minute halacha topic. The Gemara Masech Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us that Abaye said that he would make a party for any of his Talmidim who would finish a Masechta, and that seems to be the first source that we have for the concept of a Siyum. The Anaf Yosef writes that the true joy that a person gets from a siyum is only when you complete a davar shalem, not just even if you have a significant accomplishment. Let's say you learn 170 blad of Maseches Bava Basra, but you didn't learn 175 blad of Maseches Bava Basra, so it's certainly an accomplishment, but the sense of simcha that a person gets when they've had a davar shalem, that's what the siyum is really all about. The Rama writes in Yerideas in Reish Mem Vav Siv Chavav that it's considered a sudas mitzvah when a person makes a siyum. The Yamshel Shlomo and Baba Kama and Perek Meruba even entertains the possibility of saying Shasimcha B'mono at the Birchas HaMazon of a Siyum, and in most of the Maram comes I'm getting are from an article that was in the RJJ Journal a few years back. I forgot who wrote it, but he quotes over there that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a Rav in a city once where they used to skip Tachnun on the day that someone was making a Siyum. Rabbi Yaakov didn't approve of the idea, but he didn't stop it. He didn't make them change the minug, just to highlight the idea of how strong the idea of a Siyum is. The Rashbam in Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Beis tells us that when the Gemara over there says Tu B'Av was a happy day, and one of the reasons that Tu B'Av was a happy day was because they would finish cutting the wood that they would need for the Beis HaMikdash on Tu B'Av. So the Rashbam says, so from here you see you're supposed to make a simcha l'gamro shel mitzvah, that when you complete a mitzvah you're supposed to make a simcha. That Rashbam seems to be expanding the idea of a siyum beyond learning Torah, beyond completing a sefer and limud, even to include finishing any major accomplishment of a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that what you also see from that Rashbam is what was the great simcha of finishing the cutting of the wood that they need for the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash? What was that? What's that simcha about? They didn't do any actual mitzvah. What they did was they enabled themselves to do mitzvos for the foreseeable future. And that's the greatness of a siyum. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it's quoted in Harei Kedem, that the godless of a siyum is not so much in what you have accomplished, but what you've now enabled yourself to accomplish in the future. We all know, if we've learned a Masechta once, the next time you go through that Masechta, you understand it on such a deeper level. The profundity of the learning is so increased by the fact that you've been through it once before. And that's the godless of a siyum, the fact that it prepares you for future learning. That's where Moshe Soloveitchik, when they used to try to give him Chasan Torah, he would say he preferred Chasan Bereshis. Because the whole simcha of Chasan Torah is that it enables you, the whole simcha of finishing the Torah is that it enables you to start the Torah again with so much more purpose and so much more meaning. Now, there is a major discussion in the poskim what you make a siyum for, what does qualify as enough of an accomplishment to make a siyum for and what does not. Now, the truth is, the halacha, you can make a siyum on whatever you want. It's just a question of, will that be enough to allow you to eat meat during the 9 days, and will it be enough to allow you to not fast on Erev Pesach? But you can make a siyum on whatever you want, whatever you feel like making a siyum on. Rabbi Fran told the story at the last Siyum HaShas that Rav Moshe had a Talmud whose father wasn't religious, and toward the end of his, and the father at some point, the kid finally convinced the father to start learning, and they spent weeks and weeks every week or every day, I'm not sure, learning a little bit, a piece of Gemara, and after months the father finished his first daf of Gemara, and they wanted to make a siyum, and they asked Rav Moshe if they could make a siyum on one daf of Gemara. So Rav Moshe said, sure, it was a major accomplishment for me, I never learned before. So they made a siyum, they made a big party for the one daf of Gemara, and shortly thereafter, the father was nifter. Rav Moshe gave the hesper at the Leviathan, and Rav Moshe said, you know, Chazal say, yesh kono olamo b'sha'a achas, this person was kono olamo b'daf achas, that you could be kono an entire world with a single daf. So certainly you can make a siyum on whatever you want, but in terms of what's a good enough siyum to qualify for eating meat during the 9 days and eating on Erev Pesach if you're a Bechor, that's the topic of the major discussion in the poskim. All seem to agree, if you finish a full Masechta of Gemara, that it's absolutely enough to make a siyum on. He quoted in this article from Rav Scheinberg, who said that even if you learnt only in translation, because you're unable to read the Gemara in its original, as long as you put a melus into it, as long as there was some level of hard work that had to be put into it to understand it, that would qualify as a siyum. Rav Moshe in Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, says that if you learn Chumash with the accepted commentaries, with one of the Rishonim, one of the major Rishonim, not just by reading the Chumash itself, but that would also be enough of something of an accomplishment to make a siyum on. Rav Ovadia has a major tshuva about Mishnayos, about making siyumim on Mishnayos. Rav Ovadia in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph Siman Chavav quotes the tshuva's Priyasada that he thinks maybe if you learn the Mishnayos together with Tosfos Yontif and Bar Tanura, and you're already familiar with the Gemara, so you get a basic idea, so then you can make a siyum on Masechta of Mishnayos. Even the Masechta, if you really understand what's really behind it all, and you do it with all the commentaries. He then quotes the Pnei Mevin that says, no, a full Seder of Mishnayos. Anything less, you don't make a siyum. A full Seder of Mishnayos is enough to make a siyum on. And he quotes from the Binyan Shlomo and Rav Israel Hildesheimer that maybe even one Masechta of Mishnayos is good enough. I think the accepted practice is like the middle viewpoint, is that a full Seder of Mishnayos is what we deem worthy of a siyum to allow for eating meat during the 9 days and eating if you're a Bechor on Erev Pesach. What if you finish Shulchan Aruch, you finish Mesilas Yesharim, you finish, I don't know, some other Nasiach B'chukecha, you finish some other major Sefer? So that's what the Poskim point out, that it's hard to call it a Davar Shalem, because Chazal could determine that this is it. This is this Masechta, and this is Masechta Sukkah right here, and no more goes into Masechta Sukkah. But someone else just writes a book at a later point, so you can always add to it and subtract from it, and you know, there's always more there. It's hard to define something as a Davar Shalem if it's not one of the known major books. There's a discussion in the Poskim whether women can make a siyum. Now, they certainly can make a siyum. Again, the question is, can they make a siyum that would be a sudas mitzvah in the fullest sense? So in the Tshuva Sheris Yosef, it's Rabbi Warman. For those of you who went to Hank, you may know Rabbi Warman from Hank, a phenomenal Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Warman writes in his Tshuva Sheris Yosef that absolutely, they have the same joy and simcha in finishing that a man would have. Rabbi Scheinberg thought no, because he thought it was a function of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and the simcha, even if it is a function of the simcha is a function of the chiyuv. You have a greater simcha when you finish something that you're mechuyuv to do. And l'chor, it's an afkamina for children also. If, let's say, a child makes a siyum on a seder of Mishnayos, so is that good enough? So on the surface, it's the same machlokas. Now, if the siyum is about preparation for the future, though, if you take Rav Soloveitchik's vart, then maybe a child would have more reason to say that it would be a good siyum, that it would be a valid siyum to allow eating meat during the 9 days, etc., by a child than it would be by a woman, because a child, obviously the fact that he's learning as a child and he's finished the Seder of Mishnayos or whatever it might be that he finished, that's the ultimate preparation for the future. And if that's the whole kunz of a siyum, is preparing you for future learning, so maybe there's more reason to assume a child would be chayiv, because one day he's going to be mechuyiv, that a child's siyum would be valid, because one day he's going to be mechuyiv bedavar, more so than by a woman. But that's the discussion in the poskim. In general, what I always have my children do is we try to time their siyumim during the 9 days, not to speed up or slow down, you're not supposed to do that, but we try to generally make it around the time in the 9 days, and I have them make a siyum for themselves so that they could eat meat during the 9 days. If I figured it, their learning is for sure good enough for them, for their own chinuch, to eat meat during the 9 days. I don't rely on their siyumim, but they rely on their siyumim. Usually I learned it with them, so I can rely on my siyum, but I like for them to make their own siyum to show them the chashivas of it. There's also discussion who can eat at a siyum. Let's say I'm making a siyum during the 9 days, so I invite the entire Jewish world to my siyum. Every Jew is invited. I think one of the I think one of the shuls in the neighborhood did something like that. They had a barbecue during the 9 days, and they advertised siyumim will be made every half hour or something. So it was a fundraiser, and you can come and siyum will be made. So is that really okay? So there is a major discussion about this in the poskim. Rather, Ma writes in Or Chaim Sim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud that only if you're connected to the learning in some way, you support the learning, you were involved in the learning, you have to have some connection to the actual learning. The Mishnah Berurah over there says that it goes beyond someone who's connected to the learning. Anybody that you would normally invite to a party, If you're making some other party, would you invite these people? If the answer is yes, then you can invite them to Siyum as well. If you invite them to a birthday party or to an anniversary party or something like that, you invite them to Siyum as well, and that's totally fine. Rav Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Eider in his Halachos of the 3 weeks to say that in a yeshiva or a camp, all of the members of that camp, all of the people who go to that camp, and all the Talmidei HaYeshiva can participate, because they're considered like one unit, one group that does everything together, and they can participate. It's unclear why we're so makel when it comes to Erev Pesach by having just random people make a siyum after davening and have everyone rely on it. That's definitely the minhag ha'olam, and we're certainly not going to change that minhag. It's probably best if I remember I was once davening in the White Shul, and Rav Kevi Tarigan Shlita was making a siyum on Erev Pesach in the White Shul. He's finishing, I don't know, probably Shas, and at the siyum, no, he was finishing Maseches Kiddushin, and at the siyum it was a little annoying for a lot of the people because he went through the entire Masechta. He basically summarized the entire Masechta. We have this sugya, followed by that sugya, going through, and he spoke, I don't know, he summarized the Masechta in like 25 minutes, but the point was, I know why he did it, right? Because you should really only be able to participate in the siyum if you participate in the learning. So reading the last two lines of Agarta, you know, of a Gemara, is probably not called participating in the learning. So participating in the learning, so he had everyone participate. So it's a difficult question why it is that others participate. Now, what about delaying a siyum? So we made a brief reference to this. The Chavos Yair writes in a tshuva that you can delay by a day or two if it works out more convenient. Menachas Yitzchak discusses this in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Hey. He doesn't agree with the rayas of the Chavos Yair. May agree with his conclusions though. The poskim seem to be against delaying, slowing down, or speeding up your learning, drastically changing your learning in order to make a siyum at a time that's convenient for you. That's what the Aliyah Rabbah writes, that you shouldn't drastically alter your learning schedule just for the siyum. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his, I think in his Siddur, that you can speed up as long as it isn't, as long as your understanding of the learning isn't impacted. You can learn more quickly in order to make a siyum on time, as long as that doesn't make your understanding any shallower. Meaning, if you taka, just stay up later at night, learn a little more. So that's great, because on day, that's fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. Diane Weiss says that our minhag is to be samech on that. So we're samech. I would also think that if you continue to chazer, let's say I finished learning something a month ago, so some of the poskim say the shach writes, leave a little bit over for the end, for when you make the siyum. But I would think if you're continuing to chazer, so you're continuing to learn it, so long as you continue to chazer, you're still in the game. You don't have to, as long as it's not a sefer that you put away 2 months ago and you haven't opened since then it's probably not appropriate to say, oh, I'm making the siyum during the 9 days. When did you finish? Sukkot. You know, so that's probably not okay. But if you're continuing to chazer, so I would think that would be okay. So that is the basic overview of making a siyum. Okay.